Jimmy Skunk and Peter Rabbit were having a dispute. It was a good-natured dispute, but both Jimmy and Peter are very decided in their opinions, and neither would give in to the other. Finally, they decided, as neither could convince the other, they should leave it for Grandfather Frog to decide which was right. So they straightaway started for the Smiling Pool, where on his big green lily pad, Grandfather Frog was enjoying the twilight and leading the Great Frog Chorus. Both agreed that they would accept Grandfather Frog's decision. You see, each was sure that he was right. When they reached the Smiling Pool, they found Grandfather Frog looking very comfortable and old and wise. "Good evening, Grandfather Frog. I hope you're feeling just as fine as you look," said Jimmy Skunk, who never forgets to be polite.
"Chug-a-rum, I'm feeling very well, thank you," replied Grandfather Frog. "What brings you to the Smiling Pool this fine evening?"
He looked very hard at Peter Rabbit, for he suspected that Peter had come for a story. "To get the wisest person on whom we know to decide a matter which Peter and I cannot agree. And who is there so wise as Grandfather Frog?" replied Jimmy. Grandfather Frog looked immensely pleased. It always pleases him to be considered wise.
"Chug-a-rum," said he gruffly, "you have a very smooth tongue, Jimmy Skunk. But what is this matter on which you cannot agree?"
"How many animals can fly?" returned Jimmy by way of answer.
"One," said Grandfather Frog. "I thought everybody knew that. Flitter the Bat is the only animal who can fly."
"You forget Timmy, the flying squirrel," cried Peter excitedly. "That makes two."
Grandfather Frog shook his head. "Peter, Peter, whatever is the matter with those eyes of yours?" he exclaimed. "They certainly are big enough. I wonder if you ever will learn to use them. Half seeing is sometimes worse than not seeing at all. Timmy cannot fly any more than I can."
"What did I tell you?" cried Jimmy Skunk triumphantly. "But I've seen him fly lots of times," persisted Peter. "I guess that anyone who has envied him as often as I have ought to know."
"Humph," grunted Grandfather Frog. "I guess that's the trouble. There was so much envy that it got into your eyes and you couldn't see straight. Envy is a bad thing." Jimmy Skunk chuckled. "Did you ever see him away from the trees?" continued Grandfather Frog.
"No,"
confessed Peter. "Did you ever see him cut circles in the air like Flitter the Bat?"
"No,"
replied Peter slowly. "Of course not," retorted Grandfather Frog. "The reason is because he doesn't fly. He doesn't have any wings. What he does do is to coast on the air. He's the greatest jumper and coaster in the Green Forest."
"Coast on the air?" exclaimed Peter. "I never heard of such a thing."
"There are many things you never heard of," replied Grandfather Frog. "Sit down, Peter, and stop fidgeting, and I'll tell you a story." The very word "story" was enough to make Peter forget everything else, and he promptly sat down with his big eyes fixed on Grandfather Frog.